While there will not be an oral presentation in this course, it is still an important topic to cover, since you will most likely have to prepare and deliver your analysis in the form of an oral briefing at some point. As with written products, AIMS guides the development of an oral presentation. Most importantly, AIMS applies whether you are converting a written product into a briefing or if you are creating a briefing from scratch. You still need to think about your audience. Are you briefing the head of the company or all employees? What is the issue? Are you trying to explain something or convince someone of something? What do you want the audience to do or remember after the briefing is over? Do you want them to recall your outfit or what you had to say? Finally, what does the audience already know about the topic? What do they expect to hear? What is their general disposition or attitude toward the topic? Answering these questions, which differ slightly from a written product, will help you focus your presentation. In general, written and oral presentations are very similar, and the process I have discussed applies to both types of presentations. However, there are some additional factors to consider for oral presentations. This part of the lecture is intended to expose you to the need to consider those additional factors when delivering an oral presentation. However, these next two slides are not intended to teach you how to effectively deliver an oral presentation, although it will cover some very helpful tips. There are significant similarities between oral presentations or briefings and written products, but there are some important differences that will affect how you craft an oral presentation. I will discuss how AIMS applies to briefings, primarily focusing on structure, preparation, and delivery.